One time Jesus was passing by a fig tree, and the Bible says this fig tree gave an appearance like there's an early first fruit figs, but there was none. So Jesus came to it, only have leaves, and Jesus cursed the fig tree. Now he has a purpose for cursing the fig tree. So he went into the temple. That's when he cleared the temple from the money changers and all the corruption that was going on. And then when he came back, Peter calling to remembrance what Jesus says, "Hey, Master, look, the fig tree that you curse is withered away." Now that tells us that the moment Jesus cursed it, it still looks green. It was after Jesus spent a number of hours in the temple, when he came back, right? Then Peter says, "Look, Lord, the fig tree that you curse is withered away. It became dry. It's now like, you know, it's all brown and it's dead." Then Jesus taught them a lesson on faith. Jesus says, "Have the faith of God." Literally in the Greek, it's not "have faith in God" like in your King James Bible. It's actually "have the God kind of faith." Have the faith of God. See, God is a faith God. God did not create by seeing first and then he created. God had to see, then no. God does not need to see. God spoke and then he saw. God said, God saw darkness and God said, "Light be." And he saw the light and it was good. We are created in the image of God. Faith operates like this. You speak it and you will see it. So believe what God says in your heart and then speak it with your mouth. You must speak it. Knowing all these things in your heart is not enough. You must speak it out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you believe that healing is your portion, it belongs to you, and healing has been given to you by Jesus' work at the cross. Amen. By his stripe, you are healed. Say it. Say it. By his stripe, I am healed. Praise the Lord. I have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ has perfect recall of every memory that's needed. I have the mind of Christ. Confess it. Don't say my mind is getting, you know, I'm getting forgetful. I'm getting old and all that. No, friend, you be careful with that, because Jesus taught them how to have the faith of God by saying this: "Whoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed." Now, say to the mountain is what? Your mouth. "Whoever shall say to the mountain, be removed and be thrown into the sea, and will not doubt" where? In your heart. So we have the mouth and the heart. Again, it's that simple. Believe and speak. Does not doubt in his heart. He will have whatever he says. Hallelujah. He'll have whatever he says. So believe in your heart and speak it with your mouth. Friend, this is crucial, because in Proverbs 18, verse 21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Once again, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So think about it, that God gave man a power that man is not even aware of when he first created him. And God had to bring him to all the animals, and God brought the animals rather to him one by one, to see what Adam would call them one by one. And whatever Adam called them, that's their name. But you study carefully in the Hebrew, whatever Adam called them, that is their nature. That is their name, which means that's their nature. That's what they became. So God was teaching Adam, the power is in your mouth. Amen. Because God told man, have dominion over the earth. So imagine, there were big dinosaurs in those days, huge mammoths and all that. I don't think Adam was controlling them or having dominion over them with a small stick. No, Adam would just speak to them and they obeyed. God made Adam sovereign over all the creatures of the earth. Praise the Lord, until man fell. Now, so man ruled by the words of his mouth. So the Bible says where the word of a king is, there is power. But how are we using our words today? If you know that you're born again, amen, that power is restored. So much more. We tend to lean more towards death. And I think it's the devil who has programmed death into the human language. Regardless whether it's Chinese language, whether it's English, you know, we say things like, see ya, you know, die, you know, that's how we say things. We'll say that tickles me to death. Or I am dying for that piece of cake. You know, you think about it, if you're dying for the piece of cake, I was telling Justin, my son, the other day, you think about it, you know, as I was teaching him not to say death or dying words. I said that if you're dying for the piece of cake, you can't eat the cake. You're dying. Okay? You should say what? I'm living. Actually, it makes more sense. I know it doesn't sound right, but it makes more sense. I'm living for the piece of cake. Or Pastor Prince, it's just an expression. That's what the devil wants you to think. He has programmed that into the language that man is speaking more death in their vocabulary, more than life. And you know what's happening? They don't realize that they are sabotaging themselves, because the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Have you noticed that the moment Adam sinned, okay, he died. Now, it took 930 years for that to take effect. But at that moment, his spirit died. So he was in the process of dying. Okay? But this is what God said to them when they sinned. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Look at Adam's reaction. The moment God says, dust you are, and to dust you shall return, the Bible says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, Heva in Hebrew, because she was the mother of all living. God just said, dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Adam, almost, I believe, right after he heard that, he turned to his wife and says, your name is life giver, living. Amen. Actually, the word there is life giver. Your name is life. And not only life, life giver. There's a compounding of words there. And what is interesting is this word heva, which is Eve. We say Eve in English. In Hebrew, it's heva. Heva comes from the etymology that literally says, declare life, proclaim life. Ooh! Adam knew the sentence of death had been pronounced on both of them, but he loved his wife. He turned to her straight away and said, but you'll be the mother of all living. Your name will be Heva. You'll be living, not dying, and you will be imparting and proclaiming life. Amen? I believe to all the children, to all the descendants. Hallelujah! Adam learned the secret. That's why it took a long time for him to die physically. The devil cannot program that just yet. Adam was too conscious of the power he had. God just trained him just now. I mean, I said just now, but you know, some time before that, how to name all the animals. Amen. God taught him, whatever you name, that will be the name of the animal and the nature of the animal. So Adam realized his power as he named them one by one, all the species of animals. He realized that the power in his mouth. So when he saw a woman, he says, whoa, man. You know why? You're taken from man. So he saw a woman, said, whoa, man, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. He realized that whatever he called woman, all right, he called her, that is what she will be. You see, you might say, well, Pastor Prince, he's just naming her, that's all. But friend, in the Bible, names have significance with God. And if you think about it, God didn't call Eve. God called both Adam and Eve, Adam. Let me show that to you. In Genesis 5:2, male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. Called both of them, called their name Adam. Male and female called their name Adam in the day when they were created. So God called both husband and wife Adam. It was Adam who called his wife living and life giver. Hallelujah. So both of them learned to put death at bay, even though they were sentenced already and it was going to happen. Okay. And we know, of course, 1,000 years with the Lord is like one day and all, they can talk about that. But in essence, what they were doing was that they were practicing speaking life to each other, speaking life over their children, speaking life. And of course, we know that the death has come in, so they will die one day. And it went on. But I believe there's something to this about the fact that he named her Heva. We come from the etymology Hava. And Hava is to proclaim or declare life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So friend, what are you doing with your words? What are you doing with your words? Are you speaking life over yourself? Are you speaking life over your spouse? Are you speaking life over your children? Are you ministering health to them? Are you ministering healing? Praise the Lord. Are you speaking death all the time over them? You know, criticizing them is also death. You know, just now I talked about the cursing of the fig tree. Notice that Jesus didn't go to the fig tree and say, I cursed you. He didn't say, I curse you, fig tree. He says, no man eat fruit from you hereafter forever. That's all he said. It's a negative statement. No man eat fruit from you hereafter forever. And sometimes we say to our spouse or our children, you know, you are forever callous. You are forever untidy. You are, you know, we say something akin to that. You know, you are forever jumping the gun. You're always critical. You are this. You are something. You say forever means you're always. You're always like this. You're always like that. And that is tantamount to a curse. Because Peter says it's a curse. So friend, instead of that, let's reverse that and speak blessings. Amen. Speak positive words. You know, you even speak to a tree, you speak to a plant. If you speak positive words, we have some plants in our house and Justin is learning to speak blessings over the plants. And he's seeing the plants grow. You can try this experiment. Amen. Just have a small potted plant and start cursing it. Another potted plant, start blessing it every day. See what happens in 1 month's time. Hallelujah. So you speak words, and words have power. Because that's the power, that power is from God. And it's supposed to be for life, not for death. Hi, I hope you were blessed and encouraged by this video. If you were impacted by this message, let us know by liking it and leaving a comment below. Lastly, feel free to subscribe to get more inspirational content every week. See you again real soon. God bless you.